And this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 9, 2020. Gala Call is reporting in today's daily item of Lynn. In Lynn, two more deaths were reported over the weekend. As of Monday, 93 residents have died from the virus, according to city data. Revere reported an additional death on Monday, which brings that city's death toll to 78, according to the city website. In Lynn, 3,523 residents have been infected, but 1,952 people have recovered from the virus. Five new cases were reported on Monday, according to city data. Peabody has 1,021 virus cases, but 631 residents have recovered. Nine new cases have been reported since Friday. There have been 1,729 cases in Revere, with eight new cases reported on Monday. 1,381 residents have recovered from the virus. New cases, but no additional deaths, were reported in Linfield and Swampscott on Monday. With two new cases, Linfield now has 95 cases and 11 deaths. Swampscott, at 126 cases and 8 deaths, reported 3 new cases on Monday. Numbers remain the same in Nahant and Saugus. And Marblehead was not updated. As of last Wednesday, Marblehead has 224 cases and 30 deaths. All of this according to the Daily Item of Lynn. We talked with Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll yesterday, and she was pretty optimistic about things that are beginning to reopen in the Witch City.
Yeah, we're excited to see things starting to reopen. We have a robust plan for outdoor dining and shopping, and so we've got about, I think, a dozen restaurants that will be open today offering outdoor dining and patios, and that's been expanded in many areas where we could find a public space that could accommodate our restaurant. We wanted to try and do that. We've got shops that are turned back on, so a number of our retailers are open, and the sun is shining, so today should be a good day.
That's Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll. Paul Layton's writing in today's Salem News for Steffi's Kitchen in Beverly. The last 2 months could only be described as devastating, said co-owners Valerie Moutsoulis and Alex Brownlee. So when the mother-daughter team was asked how things were going on Monday morning, first day of outdoor dining under the state's reopening plan, Brownlee turned around, looked at one table of two customers behind her, and proclaimed, "It's been great so far. We're just happy to have anybody sitting down with us and dining here, whether it's one person or 20. Restaurants across the North Shore in Massachusetts took another tentative step forward on Monday, as outdoor dining was permitted for the first time since they were ordered to close in March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Under Phase 2 of Governor Charlie Baker's reopening plan, restaurants were allowed to have outdoor dining as long as tables were set up 6 feet apart and servers wore masks, among several other restrictions. Restaurant owners reported a fairly good flow of excited diners on what turned out to be a perfect day for eating outdoors. Much more in the story in today's Salem News. Taylor Ann Bradford is reporting in today's Gloucester Times. Ben Lummis has been selected as Gloucester's new superintendent of schools. During a special school committee on Monday night, all seven members voted in favor of Lummis taking over for soon-to-be-retired Dr. Richard Sapphire. School committee chairman Jonathan Pope said that it's been a long haul, but I think we have done our due diligence and I think we have selected the right person. Lummis was one of two candidates remaining Monday night, along with Dr. Susan Kustka, who had recently worked in the Weymouth public school system. There had originally been 21 applicants. School committee member Laura Wieson said, "There are two fine educators and two fine people. It made it a very hard decision." Lummis is currently the interim superintendent for the public schools of Brookline. Before he took on the role as interim superintendent, he was the district's special assistant and assistant superintendent for strategy and performance. In his resume, Lummis detailed that with more than 25 years working in public schools and districts, he is a relationship builder skilled at collaborating with educators, administrators, and community members to address challenges and create solutions. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times. Katie Lannan's reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News from the State House News Service. Smaller, isolated classes, masks on students and staff, frequent hand washing, and 6 feet of spacing between desks are among the elements necessary to safely reopen schools in the fall, according to new state guidance. Elementary and Secondary Education Commissioner Jeff Riley on Friday sent school superintendents guidance around safety supplies to help them prepare to reopen school buildings that have been closed to students since March, noting that some items may take longer than others to procure. The department recommends ordering enough supplies for the first 12 weeks of school based on current estimates and says the state officials, or says that state officials, are committed to providing support to districts in their acquisition of required supplies. Required supply items include disposable masks, gloves and gowns, eye protection, face shields, hand sanitizer, and small quantities of N95 ventilating masks, only to be used when staff is in contact with a suspected positive COVID-19 case or performing aerosol-generating procedures. Supplies like gloves, gowns, and face protection are intended for staff like nurses and some special education teachers who may have high-intensity contact with students or the custodians who handle waste. Much more in the story in today's Newburyport Daily News. AAA is reporting that gasoline prices in Massachusetts are up 6 cents this week. AAA Northeast June 8 survey of prices in Massachusetts finds self-serve regular unleaded averaging $2.01 per gallon. Massachusetts price is 2 cents below the national average of $2.03. A year ago at this time, the average price in Massachusetts was 70 cents higher at $2.71 per gallon. This is North Shore Today for Bill Newell. I'm Rick Moore. Let us know what you think. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Have a great day.